next meeting. The next meeting will be our rapid fire sharing reflections of the conference, and we'll come back after that 5 minutes. In the interim, we'll put the program back on. Then I'm an alcoholic still, amazingly, always. So welcome to our final closing meeting for the conference. What we're going to be doing with this meeting is having what we would call a rapid fire sharing, just reflections of the conference. So what I'd ask people to do is, if they would like to share for, you know, perhaps 2 to 3 minutes about their experience, what they've enjoyed, maybe what they've hated, probably, hopefully nothing. But if there's anything that you'd like to share, that would be fantastic. And I'll just go through and see if I can pick some people based on the hands that I can see. If you're not sure how to put your hands up, I believe you go into the participant section, and you can, at the bottom, I believe, hit raise hand. So what I'll do is I'll have a look now, and I'll unmute you as I put your hand down, I guess, from the list. So I'll put the hand down. First person looks like Lauren A. You're unmuted.
Thanks, Sheree. Hi, friends. I'm Lauren. I am an alcoholic. I am from Sydney, Australia, and I would like to thank Damon and Sheree in particular for their hard work this weekend. I know how tirelessly they worked on the lead up to this Fellowship of the Spirit weekend. I'm wearing my Fellowship of the Spirit Colorado t-shirt that Tom and Juanita brought out with them to Australia last year when they were here visiting with us. And I have to say thank you to everyone who has participated at different times. We've had up to 1,000 people here watching and participating. And it's just been, for me, an incredible experience to show how Alcoholics Anonymous can still reach us, even in, you know, some of the most difficult times for different people. And you know, from Mark sharing yesterday morning, Sydney time, right through to Larry speaking this afternoon, it has absolutely filled my cup. I feel completely privileged to have been a part of this weekend, to hear exactly what I've needed to hear from different speakers. A lot of these speakers are my heroes, you know, people that I've been listening to on speaker tapes for so many years and probably would never have the opportunity or experience to sit down to with them in a meeting. So thank you for that experience and the opportunity to be able to do service this weekend. You know, when I knew that I had 4 days looming ahead of me, I thought, oh, my God, this weekend's going to go forever, and it hasn't. It absolutely has just gone like that. So thank you for the opportunity and for you all being here. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lauren. Looks like the next hand I can see is... Sorry, I'm just trying to see what I can see. Charlie B from NYC, I'm going to lower your hand and unmute you, and I know that you've been here most of the weekends. I've seen you on there. Go for it, mate.
Can you hear? Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Hi, I'm Charlie. I'm an alcoholic. I want to thank everybody who put this together and all the speakers. It's the first time I've ever attended anything like this, and I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to. Otherwise, I mean, with my work schedule, I would not have been able to. It's a silver lining of what's going on now that I'm here and that I've heard such wonderful things and such amazing stories from such incredible people in this program. It's inspiring. I'm very wanting to, looking forward to possibly sponsoring somebody in the future. I'm less than a year, so I'm not quite ready, I would say. But I've just been inspired in so many different ways that I can bring the message forward, that I can extend of AA to other people. This could not have happened at a better time. Just I've been handling and coping with this fairly well, by what I've learned in the program, by the way. but by Saturday morning, my inward thinking was just getting very, very destructive and negative. So being able to attend this conference really got me out of my bed and out of my head. So thank you. And I do want to read something that was shared with me. It actually touches on something that like that Juanita was mentioning. So I'm happy to share this with you. I wish I knew who wrote it. I don't know, but it pertains very much to what we're going through right now. It is, we were made to survive this. We are used to an unseen illness trying to kill us. We live through that every day. We are used to taking things as they come, one day at a time. We are used to isolation. We have survived loneliness many times. We are used to quarantine, jails, institutions, detoxes, treatment centers, and more. We are used to turning to a higher power for faith and hope constantly. We're used to letting go of what we cannot control, to turning it over. We are used to working every day to keep others alive, to keep hope alive. We are used to fighting against the odds to recover from a disease, to help others recover. We have the best skill set in the world to make it through this. We are recovery strong. And that's all. Thank you very much for selecting me, Sherry.
Thanks so much, Charlie. We appreciate your participation this weekend. Now I'm going to call on Colin from Alice Springs. I'll unmute Colin.
Thanks, Sherry. Yeah, and I want to echo the words of Lauren and Dan as well. A really big thank you to Damien and yourself, Sherry, for hosting this and making it possible. I think it only came together in the last couple of weeks, so that's just phenomenal. You know, I live in arguably one of the most isolated places on the planet Earth, and to be able to sit here in Central Australia and to see some of the beautiful faces of not only my fellows in Australia, but as Lauren also said, some of my favourite people, you know, in our family, in our fellowship, in the USA. It's been an amazing experience, and thank you very much, Larry, also for your final words there. That was just beautiful, and I really needed to hear that. I mean, it just rings home, and that's what AA is about for me. It's about, you know, a family. It's about, you know, what happens in between, you know, that serenity prayer, and when I get back into the next meeting, you know, it's about my purpose and how am I being in this life, and you know, with my fellows and with my family and in my work, and you know, and that just, you know, rang true for me so much through the speakers who spoke this weekend. You know, I no matter what happens, the world has changed now. And, you know, regardless of, you know, whether I get to travel, I was looking forward to traveling over for the international to the US and coming over for the Fellowship of the Spirit at the end of July. But, you know, either way, I can still connect with my fellows, and you guys have made that possible. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Colin. Now I'm going to call on Shwana from New York City. I'll unmute you. Are you there, Shwana? Shwana has disappeared completely from the list there. I'm not sure what happened. Okay, the next person I'm going to call on then will be Tara. You there, Tara?
Hello.
You there, Tara?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you going? Is your video on?
My video is on, yes.
It is on. Okay, fantastic. Go for it.
It's been a very wonderful weekend. I'm Tara, an alcoholic from Ontario, Canada, just right across from New York City. You've had an amazing weekend. It's very greatly appreciated. I might be young, but I do not like this modern day technology stuff. But it's a lesson we need to all learn and accept how things are in our society today. And it's not going to get any better anytime soon. And we just have to roll with it and still help the suffering alcoholic out there. I'm very grateful for the show you guys have put on this weekend. You also, your organization had a conference last weekend, and I was glued to the phone all last weekend as well. I'm very grateful for all your hard work and helping everyone around the world. Thanks.
Thanks, Tara. The next hand I can see here is Dominique. Dominique, I'm going to unmute you.
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Dominique and I'm an alcoholic. And I want to say thank you so much, Sheree and Damien, for organising this. It's been fantastic. And I thought, oh, gosh, I hope I don't get to share because right now my kids and my dogs will all probably start yelling and barking as they do, you know, when you're stuck in isolation. But I'm forever grateful. Thank you, Larry, for your share, and thank you for everybody who's participated. And I'm so grateful that I too came into AA when I was 22. I'm now 31 years sober, and I, you know, probably going to have my 32 years in isolation, sobriety, which would be weird. But anyway, hey, just another day, one day at a time, and it's not yet though. But I'm just so grateful that I get to see faces, you know. You know, being in these meetings and being in AA for a long time, I've seen many, many things over the years. And I too, you know, went to an isolated place, and I remember getting online a long time ago, probably about 28, 29 years ago. So Loners International would be rapt, you know. I'm sure, because this is, you know, something that, as you know, people have been doing this sort of stuff for a long time remotely. But I'm forever grateful that I've got meetings in Sydney, and I'm seeing my friends online. And yeah, I too am really, you know, upon awakening, I've never ever been so grateful. I know that, you know, upon awakening, we look at the 24 hours ahead, and sometimes it looks like a really long day, you know. But I'm just forever grateful that I've never ever left AA. I've never wanted to leave AA. I love my life, you know, because of AA. I love what I've, it's been my everything. It's been, you know, from growing up to everything. And I'm forever grateful that my first ever AA meeting, I saw that first step, and it completely, that word changed my life, powerless. And I'm forever grateful that I really do understand how that feels. It was a feeling for me. It wasn't a head thing. So thank you so much for letting me share, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to clap you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Dominique. It's easier for me to go across the screen, I think, where I can see the hands up. So I'm going to unmute Brian from, I'm just going to say Takapuna, New Zealand. Maybe I get it right. Hi, Brian.
G'day, guys. My name's Brian, and I'm an alcoholic. And just grateful to all the sponsors out there. I'm 4 years sober. And my sponsor told me just yesterday that this was all on, so I've only been here for today. But he said it's pretty confronting, you know, coming to something like this, and it has been for me. Just listening to the stories, especially step 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12, and Larry's story at the very end about just get out there and help the next alcoholic. And thank you very much for organizing it. I don't know all your names, but you know who you are. And, yeah, it's good step 12 work there for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, next across on my screen, it's Dan. You're on, Dan.
My name's Dan or Daniel. I'm an alcoholic. I'm here in a suburb outside of Metro Detroit, Michigan. Fantastic. I've been in and out all day. You guys said it better than me. Into action, right? I'm 4 months sober. I had a little slip 4 months ago. I took notes during the entire day of all my favorite quotes. I'm going to read them right now. The first one's not a quote. It's just one of our first speaker. She said something. These are all things that just hit me right in the heart, right? And I said, I got to write this down. The surrender to self, something that totally I felt like I wasn't doing right before my relapse, right? I wasn't being honest with myself. Nailed it. It's easier to get a drunk to stop drinking than to get an AA to stop playing God. That's just funny because I know that when I had 3 or 4 years sober, I thought I knew everything, and then I relapsed and I said, well, it's time to take some humility pills here and start listening. And that's what I'm doing now. So thank you guys. Every breath I take is God directed. I like that. Ego edging God out. Every brick that has blocked me from God, put there myself. Someone mentions having accountability friends. That's a good idea. That's a new idea. I want to do that now in my second journey in recovery. I don't bring my problems to AA. It's just a good one, right? I want to bring the solution, which is gratitude. And I want to leave my problems in the past. And I want to start this new journey, right? I want to be here in the moment and not ruin that because it's a gift. A sponsor is a pathfinder. I like that. And then I really like Larry T's talk. So thank you, Larry, if you're listening. That was fantastic. That really hit home with me. You said you were from Detroit and you moved out to California. I'm still here in Michigan. I can never get so sober that I never come back, but I can get so drunk that I never come back. That is so true. I mean, I have a choice, right? I can either sit here and take notes about how to get sober, or I can, you know, go study my relapse, right, and never come back. So I thought that was very powerful. We drank ourselves into alcoholic torture, that place that nobody else can get to. That was pretty deep. If I don't replace that desperation with inspiration, I'm dead. We are trusted servants. AA doesn't work for me. I have to work for it. That's my favorite out of all of those. The gift of desperation and surrender. He had to be there for me to prove that he wasn't there. That was great about agnostics and we agnostics, the chapter in We Agnostics. Someone had to put it to me like that too, because I said, well, this, you know, the whole idea I just couldn't explain, right? And then you put it so gracefully and simply there. And I think that's it. That was just fantastic. So you guys said it better than me. Thank you for letting me take notes, and you helped me stay sober one more day. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dan. I'm sure you've heard heaps of people on here that can help you this weekend. And, you know, if you or anyone else is looking for some assistance to get through the 12 steps, that's the action to take, guys. There'll be people on here, I'm sure, in the chat afterwards that can maybe leave some details. Also, the next person, I know this person's hand. This is Nikki P, and I happen to know it's a belly button birthday today.
Yay! What a way to spend your 50th! Oh my God, well done. I've been Zoom teaching for the last 3 weeks and I know you're going to collapse in a heap. But what an incredible lineup, just professional service, just a beautiful way to bring us together and share this incredible message. I'm still spinning from Larry. Thank you to everyone that's shared honestly, given of their hearts and shown me the way to live. An inspiring, rich, honest way of living. I'm so grateful. Blessings on all of your journeys. Mwah!
Thanks, Nikki. Happy 50th. Okay, the next hand I can see is Jasmine from the USA. Go, Jasmine.
Hey, my name is Jasmine. I'm an alcoholic. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina, here in the U.S. I just got on tonight. Well, it's nighttime here, actually 1 o'clock in the morning. But I'm so grateful to be on. You know, I can really get into isolation, you know, and that's definitely one of my character defects that I have to work on. But being on here tonight and listening to everybody share, it just really lit a fire under me. You know, I've actually pulled a part out of the big book that I absolutely love that came to my mind. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. We are headed for trouble if we do, for alcohol is a subtle foe. We are not cured of alcoholism. What we really have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Every day is a day when we must carry the vision of God's will into all our activities. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. These are thoughts which must go with us constantly. We can exercise our willpower along this line all we wish. It is the proper use of the will. And so I'm just grateful to all the speakers that I was able to hear tonight that just really lit that fire up under me and helped me just remember to properly. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Desmond. Okay, I know someone else that's up really late by the looks of it. That would be Ken from Ithaca. You're on, Ken.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ken. I'm an alcoholic and a member of Al-Anon because I hang out with a lot of alcoholics. Interesting. I am lucky to be an Alky because I've got you. I've got Zoom. I've got meetings. I've got more contact than all my neighbors do. Lucky me. I have a disease that tells me I don't have a disease. And yet there's an irony going here because I have a disease of isolation. And yet today, in these days of the virus, I'm told to isolate in order to keep from getting a disease. So there's a big circle going on there. In any case, I want to share something really neat that just happened. I had to be online to Australia, down under, in order to meet a lady from Canada who thinks New York is just below Canada, New York City, which isn't quite true, that I just talked to on the phone tonight, whom I've never met before. Tara, a shout out to you up in Gananoque, Ontario. And you're going to that home group meeting across the street from you this coming Thursday night, aren't you? Anyhow, amazing, absolutely amazing. A real shout out to the folks that ran it. Our goal is to stay unflappable, to keep our peace, keep our serenity. And you had a few bumps in the road. I'm kind of a Zoom guy too. And I give you a tip of the hat here from Central New York on keeping your cool, keeping it smooth. I've been here both days, thoroughly enjoyed it. Last comment, step two and three, that program last night was on fire. I mean, I've got to get a tape of that just to go back and replay it. It all didn't quite go the way the host had it planned. The host got stuck by the higher power and just lit up the sky. In any case, I will share with you the one big aha I've got, and then I'll stop here. AA is a design for a living. I've known that for years. But what happened, I was given AA is a design for living. It is a design for loving. I heard that message throughout the whole conference. Thank you for lifting my spirit and helping me stay sober. I'll get on the road and do a little action tomorrow. Bless you all.
Thank you so much, Ken. Appreciate you being here on the weekend too. The next, look, Shwana from New York's back. I don't know if I stuffed up before, Shwana, and if so, I absolutely apologize unreservedly to you. I'm going to unmute you now.
Hi, thank you so much. My name's Shwana, and I'm an alcoholic. I am in Brooklyn, New York. Hi, I'm in my bed. It's 1 o'clock. Thank you so much to all the people who organized this and the hosts and co-hosts. I came on late last night and I came on late this evening because I spent most of the day like cooking Easter dinner and listening to services this morning and services and meetings and anniversary meetings. And it was just such a pleasure to wrap my day up with this. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to the Step 12 panel because that's right when I came on this evening, and Larry T was such a breath of fresh air for me. In about 11 days or so, I will be at my 1 year anniversary for the first time ever, and I'm really looking forward to that. This is a very different Easter than what I had last year. I don't feel so much, actually not so much, I don't feel despair at all. What I feel is a lightness, and I feel hopeful. I feel hopeful for today, because actually I'm in today again, my next 24-hour cycle. And I feel hopeful for my fellows in Alcoholics Anonymous and for just humanity right now, in spite of COVID-19, in spite of isolation, because being on here with you all tells me that there's hope. This program tells me that there's hope, and I get to work on that a day at a time. And there's nothing more that at this stage of my development that I can ask for. So thank you so much for being here for me today and for helping me to stay sober today. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Shawna. Now I'm going to call on Ed from Toronto in Canada. You're on, Ed.
Hi, I'm an alcoholic. My name's Ed. As was said, I'm from Toronto. I was listening earlier around step 11, and well, I've been here all weekend, you know, popping in and out. But there's something when my dry date is January 24th, 1993. I was very lucky to come around early, but it wasn't the first time still. I didn't get it. You know, what do they call it? A retread? First time was in 1986, and it didn't get it. I had to keep coming in and out, and it was hard. But there's one thing I wanted to share in listening to this is that I was about 2 years sober, and I heard a poem a man gave at the podium. And, you know, because, you know, we're trying to find ourselves, we're trying to find God, and we struggle through that, trying to do that, right? And service has always been, you know, something very deep in my sobriety and its help. But the poem itself, I just love it, is I sought my soul. My soul I could not find. I sought my God, but he eluded me. I sought my brother, and I found all three. I just thought that was so wonderful, and I, you know, I loved it. So that's all I want to share, and if it can help others, I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Okay, the next hand I can see is Sarah. I'm unmuting you now. Yes, Sarah, hang on, it moved. Sarah H.
Okay, hi, I'm Sarah, I'm an alcoholic. Thank you guys for putting this together. I genuinely appreciate it. I can't believe that there are so many colorful versions of sobriety and hearing all these different stories, and they all share the same singleness of purpose to help the sick and suffering alcoholic. And the numbers of like almost 1,000 people at a time on this thing is just amazing. And I know if it weren't for this pandemic and these online Zoom meetings, as a single mom and also with an infant, I never would be able to see these faces, hear these stories. And like with my schedule, it's really hard to like get the meetings. And because of this isolation and these Zoom meetings, I've been able to make like more meetings each week than I've ever been able to make. So now my recovery is like in a good spot. And normally, like, I don't know where, like, I like to isolate just like everybody else. I like to be on my phone. And this is kind of like AA and God found a way to reach me. And I'm just so grateful for that. And I also see like a lot of newcomers in these Zoom meetings. Almost like every time, like I go to a Zoom meeting, somebody's saying that like, I just found this online and I picked it up and it's 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm grateful you guys are here. It's just, I feel like we're going to like do a lot of good things with this. And I really hope that it continues to go on like after this is done and we're past this. That's it, I guess. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. The next name is Tash from New Zealand.
Hi, this is Tash. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi.
Oh my goodness, it is such a privilege. I feel so like it's just such a privilege to be here. And that it's all happened. So thank you so much for everyone that's put it on. I actually lost my headphones for 2 weeks and just found them yesterday morning. So it's enabled me to be here because I have kids as well. So yeah, I've just heard so much. I've picked up snippets from everyone's sharing. Yeah, it just blows me away, and I hope some of these Zoom meetings continue as well. I'm not quite sure about how, you know, exactly what the group is that put this on, but I do recall a few years ago, just under 10 now, or just over 10, going to something in Sydney, maybe put on by a similar group, and also a talk a weekend in Nowra. And it was amazing. And I struggled with one of the amends that I had to do. And I got my answers at that weekend in Nowra. And then I came back to New Zealand, and before I had my second baby, was able to make that amends. And it was amazing, you know. And just like one of the speakers said today, it actually gave great relief to the person that I made amends to, because I had stolen money and never known how to make amends because I didn't want to incriminate the other people that were with me. So it's just amazing how God works, and I just love Alcoholics Anonymous and just never want to leave. It's, yeah, made my weekend, or well, these days, and my house so peaceful. So I love these meetings. Thank you.
Thanks, Tash. There's only a couple more hands up. If anyone else wants to put their hand up before we finish, this is the time. I've also been told that if you've been thinking, oh, should I, shouldn't I share, and you get a bit of a sick feeling in your stomach, that maybe you are meant to share. So I can also call on you, some of you randomly if you want to. Some of your faces are very familiar from the weekend. But for now, I'll call on Maddie. I think Maddie just disappeared off the list. I'm going to pick Rhonda.
Hi. Hi there. My name is Rhonda. I'm an alcoholic, and I am calling from Lake Tahoe in Northern California, United States. First, let me say how immensely I appreciate you guys. I've heard so much experience, strength, and hope here in this room just in the brief. Of course, I had plans to catch you guys all weekend. And of course, you know what happens when I make plans, God laughs at me. So he threw other things in my way, but you know, that's okay. It was family and it was good. But again, I just appreciate, again, in the short time I've been here, the things I've heard, and for you guys hosting this. I do host a very small group in my hometown, and just getting that set up was enough work to, yeah, kind of make me, yeah. Anyway, just real briefly, as far as my share, I wanted to say that, you know, this, all this COVID, everything that's around the world right now, it's so parallel to this monster disease that's right over my corner. You know, it's there at any time, that quiet, sneaky little bastard that it is, right? Cunning, baffling, powerful, you know, but a thought came to me as I was listening to somebody a little bit ago, that right now I've again been given that gift of desperation that we talk about, that gift of being so freaking desperate, I don't know what to do, that I had to have this program to stop drinking. Well, now being isolated and all the fear and the, like most in this room, isolating is no good for me because the committee in my brain starts talking, right? Well, I've been given that gift of desperation against the thinking now. The thinking instead of the drinking, because my head will go crazy, you know? And real briefly, again, I'll end with this, that if you have never tried reading the big book and replace the word drinking with the word thinking, it'll blow your mind. That'll make you think right there, because it is so, that's my, from my experience, that is my problem. My ego takes over. My brain starts going on overdrive. The committee starts talking. And then all of a sudden, Rhonda can't hear or feel God anymore. And once I lose that, that's it, you know? So again, thanks for these meetings. I'm like the rest of you, just homesick like crazy for my home group. You know, they say the meetings, you know, do they help? You know, and it's like, well, I don't need shoes on to walk across gravel, but it sure effing helps. So, you know, so thank you, because this is the closest I can get, and I feel grateful to have more of a connection than a lot of people in this world. I feel grateful to be part of this community. So God bless you all, and have a blessed evening. And everybody, please stay safe.
Thanks, Rhonda. Looks like Maddie's appeared again. So I'm going to try and click on you again, Maddie.
No. Hi.
Hi.
I unmuted before myself and muted myself.
So uh-huh.
It was crazy. Anyway, thank you for calling on me again. I'm Maddie. I'm an alcoholic, and I am from New Jersey. And I couldn't. Somebody shared with me to come on this weekend, and I got to tell you, you know, I've been okay with being at home, because I've had to work at home, so I've been okay with it all. But it's now starting to get to me a little bit. And you, this meeting over the weekend, I just was glued to it. When my phone rang, I just didn't even want to answer it, because I wanted to hear everything that everybody was saying. And I'll tell you, the couple, Tom and his wife, they really, really influenced me with all that they had said, and got into subjects that were just incredible. That were really, really good. So I hope we do this again at some point. I think it would be a great refresher, but I know that it's difficult to put this all together. But thank you again so much for this.
Thanks, Maddie. Next hand is Damon from The Rocks. I'm just going to try and unmute you now. Someone trying to unmute Damon.
Yep.
Now, yep.
Hi, I'm Damon, and I'm an alcoholic from The Rocks in Sydney. And I just want to say thank you so much for this weekend. It's been a really big couple of weeks for everyone. And, you know, I love the way that AA has embraced Zoom. You know, the rest of the world's playing catch up, but our lives depended upon having a medium of connection, and we got into it with vigor and zest. And I'm sure the guys at in Silicon Valley were like, "What is happening?" You know, all of a sudden there was like 20,000 or 30,000 more people suddenly on their platform having these meetings. And then they would have looked and gone, "Oh my God, look what we've facilitated here!" And they've been helping us with the, you know, the trials and all that. And it's just been an amazing period, and it's been really good for me, because I've taken the last couple of mornings off from doing my doorkeeping and behind the scenes stuff at The Rocks to be a part of this, and it's been great. You know, we've trained up people and they were able to do it, so I could come and listen to the message on an international basis and hear people. I'd only listen to tapes, you know, people like Charlie and Katie and things like that. And they were exactly, you know, in visual what I thought they were from what I'd heard. So it's been wonderful. And thank you. It's this whole period, you know, has given me a whole new lease of life with my recovery. And you know, I've got a young sponsee working through the steps at the moment. And you know, I've been really well guided through all the different steps. And I just want to say thank you to everyone put it together. Thank you to Darren in Sydney for helping, you know, get me connected, you know, using the way we had to get into this, which was a really good security method. Well done, guys. I love it, you know, having watched our process over the last couple of weeks of having a safe space for us And I'll leave it there because there's other people to share, and I don't want to be a time hog. But thanks again, guys. I've really, really got so much out of it. Thank you.
Thanks, Damon. I'm going to call on, I'm pretty sure I might know, it's Diane. Go, Diane. Someone.
Hi. I'm Di, and I'm an alcoholic, and I'm coming from isolation in an isolated spot of Bali.
Mm.
So this convention and these Zoom meetings are an absolute miracle worker for me in my life. My sobriety date is the 10th of February 1987, and I haven't had a drink since the first time I came into AA. But where I am up here, I came for I usually do an annual retreat. And so I came here for an annual retreat, and I'm stuck. So, yeah, this is wonderful. I get a meeting every day. If I wasn't isolated, my nearest meeting is two-hour drive away. Mm. But I do have a sponsor. My sponsor comes from Fort Myers in Florida, and so we connect once a week by phone, and that's brilliant as well. And I'm quite used to having quiet downtime, because I really do enjoy the gift I give myself of these retreats every year. But I've been here 6 weeks now, and the only people I see are the people that might come into my villa who are Balinese, so no English-speaking people. So out of my 24-hour day, I'm probably on my own 23 of those hours. And I say on my own, but I've really, really dug deep into my inner spiritual self and my path with God. And, of course, I'm not on this journey alone, no way. I have a really deep spiritual belief in the God of my understanding. Thank you for that. That's 1 minute to go. But I do wish everybody to stay sober and to stay positive. And, we are the lucky chosen few who have this program to get us through anything that happens in the external world that we are powerless over. The only thing I have any power over is how I am on my spiritual journey and the changes within me. But thank you for letting me share. It's really been wonderful to connect with so many people. And, I look forward to meeting you all in my meetings that I travel across the States in, sitting in Bali. Thanks.
Thanks, Diane. The next person is Kelly.
Hi, my name is Kelly. Here, I'll turn on my camera. My name is Kelly, and I'm an alcoholic. And I want to thank you all for your service. I'm calling from Custer, Montana, USA. It is 11:20 here. I'll make this real brief. My sponsor mentioned to me when this COVID thing got started that the messages, especially now, must carry depth and weight. And that's what I've heard here this weekend, is depth and weight. I'm humbled and I'm honored to have been a part of this. John T., you're right. We're in the business to save lives in AA. And Larry, wow, depth and weight. You know, I'm so grateful. My heart is full. And I love all you Aussies. I go to an Aussie meeting every morning on Pal Talk. I thought I had it bad living an hour away out in the country from a face-to-face meeting, but from hearing the last gal share 2 hours one way. But I'm so grateful for the internet and for these online meetings and to be a part of a fellowship, you know. Today God is with us all, and it's so special that we're all here today. So thank you all.
Thank you, Kelly. Second last hand is Rebecca D, Northern Virginia, I think. Hang on, it's moving again. You're on, Rebecca.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm Rebecca from Northern Virginia, USA. And, you know, I caught this this little marathon you guys had going on here. I've been on since 10 o'clock. So here's about two and a half hours. Something like that. Anyway, so, you know, I'm a generational alcoholic. And my mom got sober when I was about 3 years old. And she tells a story when I went to school and told my teacher, when she asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I told her I wanted to be an alcoholic, just like my mom. You know, she had lots of friends and she was always talking on the phone. And so I just thought it was the coolest thing. I hit my first rehab at 14 and I came into the rooms on 11/26/2018. When all this COVID stuff started, I've, you know, been quarantined and, I started feeling this very comfortable, uneasy and anxious feeling. And I hadn't felt that feeling in so long and certainly not sober. The last time I felt that feeling was the first day that I walked into the rooms, and I begged for help. You know, I'm so grateful for this program. My mom gave me a huge family, of brothers and sisters that love me and accept me for who I am. And, you know, AA has really suited up, and, I am so proud to be an alcoholic. I guess dreams come true, but you know, I'm just so grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for all the people that led this meeting and all the people who shared. You know, we need you. I need you guys as much as you need me, and I have another day sober because of you. So thank you all. God bless you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Christine from Sydney.
Hi, Cherie. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. I would like to also thank you and the committee, Damien, and whoever else was involved in this meeting. I wasn't too sure about it, and my sponsor filled me in, so I've been here since 6:50 this morning. And ducking in and out to go to the shops and chemist, etc. And it's just blown my mind wide open. I've learnt so much more again today. And I've my sobriety date's the 23rd of March 2010. And my 10-year anniversary was spent not where I thought it would be with my home group members, and to get the cake that I wanted, and to get the hugs from my sobriety sisters and my sponsor, and but I'm so very grateful that I managed to get to 10 years recovery, and it's not my first time in AA. I was here when I was 22 and I went back out there for 12 years, and my misery was fully refunded in that 12 years. And but God willing, I got back here after wanting to kill myself. I thought suicide would be an option for Christine. I wanted to jump off the gap because I felt lower than an earthworm. And today I've heard people like Mary T and Darren, Larry, and everybody from this morning. It was just, it's just, it's filled my cup, as I've heard today. And, yeah, just feeling really, really grateful that in the midst of turmoil, I feel like I belong somewhere. I've got, you know, it's my wedding anniversary tomorrow, and I've been married 30 years to the same man, who I done my drinking and drug taking with. And, I'm a grandmother, and AA has just opened up. It's just Alcoholics Anonymous has restored my family, and I'll be ever, ever so grateful for that. I had to jump off early this morning to do some big book work with a sponsee, and I've never felt so, I've heard the word today, driven. I feel driven to just to, like what Darren said, to just run out and just, I want to sometimes, you know, I feel like saving everybody, but it doesn't work like that. You know, I had to reach my bottom and come for help as well. And, yeah, I'm just very, very grateful. Thank you. I've got 1 minute to go. As I said, I came here for my drinking and I've stayed for my thinking. And Charlie P., you signed my big book at the Sydney Boomerang Roundup, and in the middle of it, it's got Dear Christine, Stay in the Book, Stay in the Work, Love Charlie. And every day I open that book, I remember that, and I felt so honoured to meet such a person like you. And they don't say put people on a pedestal, but I did for that 5 minutes, you know, because you just inspire me, and you've introduced, by talking to you and listening to you, you've introduced me to my dad, and I've never had a relationship with my dad, so I'm very, very grateful for that. So as Campsy Mick always said to me, try not to listen to your head, listen to your heart, and have smart feet, and that's what I try and do. So thank you very much once again, everyone.
Thanks, Christine. So that brings us to the end of the sharing. I'll just tell you really briefly my experience of this weekend. I can tell you it was just under 2 weeks ago that my husband said, I cannot make this idea go away. We're going to put on this online Zoom conference for 1,000 people Easter weekend. And I immediately got furious, actually, was what I did, and barely simmering rage. And I know the date because I've got in the notepad of my phone in the middle of the night that I woke up and I wrote down all the reasons why we shouldn't be doing this. Luckily then, you know, I went to God with it. I shared it with another alcoholic. I turned my thoughts to someone I could help, was apparently, you know, AA, and let's, you know, do what we can to assist my husband in this and make this happen for the people that are, you know, in isolation. And this is a really great service that he came up with. And I am really grateful to be a part of it. And you know, luckily, you know, because all I want to do is watch Netflix, get under the dinner, and not think about anyone but myself. That's my natural selfish state without God. And luckily, Bill Wilson didn't do that, didn't do his Sooner therapy, and you know, got pushed in a different direction. And you know, I may have been dragged kicking and screaming at the start, but I'm really grateful to be a part of this weekend. And even though it's not just us, there's a lot of people behind the scenes, I look forward to hearing the tapes. I'll just give a shout out again, recoverytapers.com, because I've heard bits and pieces, but there's myself and some other people behind the scenes doing security and, you know, scanning and things like that. So I look forward to sitting and relaxing and listening to it, but really grateful to be a part of it, and very thankful for all the people that helped to make it happen. And, you know, to be speaking to people all around the world, to be able to carry this message, people, it was mentioned before, people with depth and weight to carry this message, is absolutely fantastic. We were at capacity more than a couple of times, which is 1,000 people. So that's really great. And to have people to stay up in another country so late just to hear this message is great. So I've said enough now, and I'll hand you back over to Damien, my husband, in the other room. Thanks.
Thanks, Cherie, from the other room. Good day, everyone. I'm Damien. I am an alcoholic. Yeah, Cherie's right. I've actually been dragging her on my crazy ideas and adventures for about 35 years now. This is just yet another one that I woke up with. But I did actually wake up 2 weeks ago with, I guess you could call it a bad case of self-pity. It was, I was meant to be operated on 2 weeks ago, and they closed the hospital 2 days before I was to be admitted. And I'd waited 6 months for that admittance. And you know, we've got this beautiful Zoom thing going. I've been sponsored by a guy over in the States for 5 years anyway, so we're used to this type of communication, but we weren't used to being able to do it whenever we felt like it, because, you know, one of us would be asleep or someone would be at work. And you know, I caught up with my sponsor that morning, and you know, luckily I'd followed the directions that he gave me a long time ago about how to start my day, and something came to me about putting something small together to you know, connect us on Zoom. And I thought it would just maybe be Tom and Juanita and a couple of sponsees and stuff like that. And look what happened. It's, yeah, it's been incredible. And I'll double up from Cherie. You know, Mike from Recovery Tapers has been here since, same as us, since 5:30 yesterday morning, and he's been in all the breakout rooms and most of that's already available online. While Larry was talking, he was caught up and up to date. So, I mean, you guys can get straight on there and check out all the great work that Mike's done, and, you know, have the opportunity to relive and listen to this stuff as long as you want. You know, it's been a pleasure to bring it to you. I just want to quickly acknowledge the people that have done service this weekend. It's been incredible. I'm just not the kind of guy that has little plans and ideas. If something comes into my head, it's always sounds impossible, it feels impossible, but I feel compelled to do stuff for it's all very nice for us recovered alcoholics to get together, but my hope is that an alcoholic that's been sober for a while that's still sick and suffering, or some new people have been able to get on and listen to some of the experience, strength and hope that's been shared. We've had 25 speakers here this weekend, and we're not about made for prime time speakers. We're about speakers who share their heart and share their experience and share their time, and they do the deal. You know, these guys are getting off the phone to sponsees to put a tie on and come and speak to us. These are the type of people. One of my favorites just spoke, Larry, and if you're still awake in 3.5 hours, mate, we're doing it again tonight. We'll be in my lounge room, and we're back going through Comes of Age, mate. But I just want to acknowledge the people that have hosted, Brad and Kate and Jason and Bobby, all our chair people, Stacey, Jason, Lauren, Jody, Darren, Nikki, Jason, Trent, our behind-the-scenes people, Cherie, Brad Toll, Lauren, Belinda, Darren, Colin, and our speakers, Mark S., Mary Pearl, Chris H., Rich B., Belinda F., Mike L., Colleen K., Billy N., Gary, David S., Erica M., Sam G., last seen last night, Katie P., we started with today, Charlie P., Mary T., Gary B., Brian P., Amanda H., Belinda F., Tom and Juanita, Darren Davis, Rick J, Don Landis, and Larry Thomas. And I don't know whether this is a good idea, but I'm just going to quickly, for about 10 seconds, unmute everyone, just so that we can give all those people a collective round of applause. Mute myself now. that really does bring us to the end of the weekend. It's been an honour to see you guys.
Great work, Damo.
All right, hopefully most people are muted now. The only thing that leaves us with, I'll just quickly remind everyone that there is a PayPal account for Seventh Tradition, which is paypal.me/FOTSEARL2020. It's been up on your screen heaps of times. I just thought I'd say that one more time. And I would like, if I could, to invite the same young lady who prayed us in on Saturday morning over there and Sunday morning here to help pray us out with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Cherie. Thank you, everyone. I will put that screen up again. and I'll play a little bit of nice music for you. And we'll leave that open just for anyone that wants to chill out for a little bit or get the details again for